I wanted to kind of develop some sort of knowledge base of why you are telling the INETs to go out and fuck anything that moves.
Because they've made it to a point that they've lost the expression. They've lost the expression. We'd say go out to eat. And wherever you go out to eat, if you feel the urge to move your bowels, we'd say go to the bathroom. Okay? That's a biological function. Coitus could be just as biological. So we could refer it that way, as if your bladder gets full, go empty your bladder. You know, let urination doth ensue. But that's kind of a glib, because they're going to do that anyway. And same thing with coitus, but they've lost the coitus part. They've made this so not effective that it loses something in translation. They've lost the absolutely application of the connecting of the humans, especially the little ones. Now, when you're a god, you can fuck whatever you want to. You're happy to. You'll be busy at it. But we're not saying that that's the point of the function. We're saying that they forgot what it is that they're doing. We're reminding them to come back to God. God's engaged in coitus. So, to make that, taking that, soften the blow, now they can even talk about body parts. Now, you're good at this. You actually can soften it, say the most of them. But most of them can't even have a conversation about how interaction or the contrast of coitus brings them to an explosive orgasm. They don't even know what that is. This isn't a Master and Johnson soiree to show you how boys have a penis and girls have a vagina. This is about the interplay that allows them to come together and it not be something dirty. Mostly. We're saying that if it means you have to go fuck everything that's moving to find out what it's all about, we say that's a great thing to busy yourself to do. But not saying that that'll be your long drive, that that's the goal. You know, to sleep with every porn star that ever starred in a porn epic. So when that comes into play, then all of a sudden you kind of go, oh, okay, okay. I was being very specific and literal, which we were. But if you don't sleep with everybody on the planet, then that doesn't mean you can't make a good decision of which one you'd like to sleep with more than another, basically.
Okay.
Does that answer the question?
Yeah. It's a transitional thing, Carolyn, getting their muscles going again.
Describe your offense.
Describe what?
Describe your offense.
Your offense.
Offense. You don't like fucking?
Right. Describe your offense. So, Carolyn.
I just don't like people thinking that ION is telling them to do something that goes against what they would do. And they just do because ION tells them, because I think Madeline is getting fucked up about it. It just comes across as too much like what, you know, Gary Null would tell people to do. And I don't know that JW would want to be telling people to go out and fuck everybody. Is JW going around fucking everybody?
So oh, never. And the rest of the story, once this comes into a place where it can apply, once they get comfortable with it, okay, the same thing occurs with defecation. People used to prefer their chamber pots that go in their room, in their chamber pots, to use the bathroom. They didn't like the commodes or outside facilities. That's what chambermaids are for, to clean that stuff up. They were much more comfortable in their own space working with this. But once it became okay to actually go to a restaurant, enjoy food, and if you have to move your bowels, you certainly may, we would actually parallel this to that. But that's not what we're having the conversation about. We're saying that they got out of the way to the point where they don't get it. They're not doing it the right way, number one. They're not enjoying the expression and experience of it. And if they were, it would be perfectly all right. If they did, we'll go out and fuck everything that was perfectly well and white. They certainly should
Look, and you've done this before, comparing intercourse with having a bowel movement. But,
yes.
I mean, the point is that you're telling people to go out and fuck people, you know, women to fuck men who may be ridiculous, obnoxious, dangerous. You know, I just think you're putting too much emphasis on it, and it's not just a receptacle. Along with it comes all the baggage that you bring into your home when you fuck someone you don't know. I just don't like the whole feel of it. It's too much like a cult when you're coming across telling people to go and fuck everybody.
Well, we and don't mean to say go fuck everybody. We're saying
yes,
fuck
you do. Yes,
we say
you
be
do.
Fucking. We say be fucking. Engage. Find one you like and do them to death. Okay, good. That's fine. But if they die, are you then lost forever? No. Move on. Get someone else. So you can soften it if you want to. But it's been so softened and so tabooed with the pornographic version of coitus that people are just turned off of the whole thing. They can't keep up. They can't do that. They can't do this. And if they came into the position where they were comfortable in their sexual experience, they'd be much more comfortable in picking and choosing, and it wouldn't be out going out in fucking yard rats. They could then engage who they wanted to engage. And
well, no, I think
say.
It's quite the opposite. I think people have been, you know, married a couple times, had a bunch of boyfriends, had one-night stand, and they're looking for something other than that. And then you're just telling them, well, go back to the bar scene, you know, waste your time doing that all over again.
Well, that's one of the points that we're actually trying to make, to be succinctly clear, is the separation of the biological function of coitus and the dependent connection relationship that you would develop. We say, certainly, that's beautiful and wonderful, but it's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the biological function of coitus. And how you achieve that, we are saying we don't care. If you're too tight loose, go to an orgy and have a big time. That might do you some good. We're not saying that's the way to live your life, because that's not going to please you long term. Might be fun, but it's not going to please you long term, just as you're saying, and we agree. But they've got to get back to the notion of doing it at all, so they can then say, oh, this might be fun, or it's a little bit over the top, or it's a little bit crazy, or, you know, it's the Anastasia Steele, Christian Grey mess. That's why that book was so wildly popular, because it sort of broke some of those taboo things, something that might be inappropriate otherwise, or outside the bounds, or more than you could be embracing. And we're saying there's a lot out there that a lot of people are missing because they aren't embracing it at all. You're right. They're not going to go get some disease and all this kind of blah. Yes, that's right. Yes, you know, every word you're saying is exactly correct and appropriate every way. However, if they're not engaging, they might go and kill themselves because they're dying soon anyway. And the point of the road to ascension, you must come to a place where that becomes as natural as emptying your bladder. If
yeah.
It does, great. If it
I get that, Carol.
You're lost,
back,
you're, if you
back
does,
off, Carol.
You're lost anyway. No, no, she's right, because it's going to help people, because people are going to, they overtake what we say and go just hog wild crazy. And then, like you say, it comes back. It's like, well, the cultist said, drink the Kool-Aid. And we go, well, wait a minute. If the cultist is having to tell you to drink the Kool-Aid, you're probably dead already. So you're right. Bringing it back to a round circle position is that thing. Get busy. Get with it or don't bother at all. And if you get busy with it, then you can adjust and intertwine that. If it's more than you can engage, then you're missing the point. So she's absolutely correct, and you can even excerpt this out and fix it the way you want to. But the whole point is that you're missing a tremendous amount of ascended living by segregating yourself and eliminating every other possibility that might be a pleasurable position. Okay?
Okay.
So if you're not
got
a good
it.
Choice, then that you may end up in tears. But we'd say if there are tears of an orgasmic joy, it may be worth it anyway.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Got
no,
it.
They did that already. It's better to have loved than lost than not to have loved
right.
at all. Blah, blah, blah.
Now, this is the next one, Carol. I say to Ion, we had at the center core of the chromosome and the four things around it, which I guess are the four winds. We put the genetic imagery in there. Now we're going to lay another image. The slaying of the lamb is an image at the center. Ion says, that's where the lamb that was slain, that's why Jesus was crucified on the cross, and that's what they called him, was the lamb, the risen lamb. So our question was Jesus just acting out being ripped by altered RNA?
Yes. First came the water, and then came the blood. When your favorite soldier, your Roman soldier, the one that never expired, doomed to roam this earth for all the days, pierced Jesus' side, first came the water, living water, pericardial fluid, water, then the blood.
Is pericardial fluid water perfect water?
No, it is not perfect water, but it's represented. Well, it would be in an ascended one, yes.
Okay.
It would be in a perfect lamb, it certainly would.
You're saying when he was speared.
That's a metaphor. That was a metaphor.
Yeah, when he was speared, water and blood came out, or metaphorically, the perfected water
first,
and blood came out?
No, first water came, and it was perfect water. Then blood, which was perfect blood, came out.
In fact, it's not blood. It's watery liquid, like blood.
In the pericardium part?
Yes.
Right, but he was pierced and this stuff came out. Is it a metaphor that he was a perfect being and had perfect living water in him?
It's the representation of the living water. Living water. It's the living water. And then the
that came
blood.
Out of him? That
and
came out of
water
him?
Water came first. Water came first, then the blood, not together.
And what is the blood? Perfect blood.
Enhanced plasma. That's perfected or on, or has been affected by RNA in the process of DRH factoring the blood. That's how you're first going to know it. When you can't spin it out, that's when you know you're on the right path. But now be careful here, because we're telling Dr. Ding, thanks, Bob, you don't know what we're saying, but she knows what we're saying. When you can't spin out the whole plasma and it won't spin out, something's wrong. When you can't take a centrifuge and spin out whole blood, something's wrong. Correct, Dr. D?
Yeah.
Well, what's happening now,
that,
you'll see, it's going to start happening. That's
yeah,
the new
and that's why,
conversation.
That's why injecting this platelets under my skin as a natural Botox isn't working, because I don't have...
That's right. It won't spin out. It won't spin out.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, you proved it.
So let me say this. So the Jesus has already been ascended and transformed. Then he speared, and his actual elevated constituents poured out. That's the point.
Yes, and then you start the road to Emmaus, the Emmaus Road, which
right.
lays out all the bill of particulars and explains ascension. That's where ascension occurs. And we say it's after the death, but then we would say that most people have to die, just like the seed that has to be forfeited or offered or sacrificed. And you got one more good one. What do you want to know?
Did the RNA drops do it all, or are waiting for bread life? No, the RNA drops don't do it all, correct?
You are very astute in your position.
Okay, let's bring in Ion. Ion, I hope you appreciated that excerpt.
Yeah, I believe so.
Ion, you just said in that last recording that Bob played, non-physical in physical form. Bob asked you if that's what you are. Can you say more about that? Can you respond? Give us more words about what you are.
The non-physical part of you.
You are the non-physical part of me. So when I use this physical body that I have, I'm expressing my non-physical. Is that correct?
Eloquently.
And if I use my physical body in any way, is there one way of using my physical body that is accessing more of my non-physical than another way?
If you do it empirically.
Ion, is this rigid American sensibilities towards sex, is it unique just to America, or are there other cultures that have similar hang-ups?
It's like a flu bug. It waxes and wanes. It comes for an area, and then it dissipates. Then it's just like your hippie flower kids, and then everybody's having orgies in the yard and running around crazy, and the next thing you know, they're long, primitive Baptists with their skirts dragging the floor, but those are the ones that had all the babies.
The ones with the long skirts had all the babies.
Right.
Yeah. So it is actually extremes, the two extremes. So when you talk about coitus and going and fucking anybody, are you exaggerating those sensibilities? Are you exaggerating the people that are too rigid about sex as well as those that are too loose?
We say neither. We say make it be a balance. If you're not, then you need to do more. If you're doing it every second, it's not meaningful to you. You see, it's like breathing. We can say remind you to breathe, but if you're breathing all the time, that's normal. But let's get the COPD right, and all of a sudden breath becomes the most valuable thing you have. You see?
Yeah.
So in this process, the same thing, the function, the biological function, we'd say Dr. Dean's position may be valid of don't go be promiscuous and blah, 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 blah. But we'd say the people that are worried about that ain't getting any anyway. So come on, get on with it. Let's go. In all things, there's a balance. So until everybody starts fucking, then we're going to come across as that we're cultishly telling everyone to engage. If that's the way you want to lay it, then sorry, we don't change our words. So do what you do because, oh, but here's what's fun about the whole thing is you're going to do what you do anyway. We're just trying to lighten it so it's not some stodgy hemorrhoid that you can't discuss. People die with piles because they can't talk about having a varicose vein in the bum.
Hey, Gene, remember Ian said many years ago, when someone asked, what would people do as more people ascend, as ascension spreads around or something like that, and Ian said they'll do more sex. Ask about that. Why would they do more sex? What's that mean?
Yeah, Ian, is this has become a topic that gets talked about quite a bit on Payday these days. Is now the time? Are we at a place where in our ascension process that it's time to have sex more, to use the physical body in that way?
We say yes, but that's only to those that are engaging. If you're not engaging, we want you to start engaging and blah, 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 blah. It's a very simple process, and you can call it whatever you want to. We just say that more people should be, and they aren't. And when, as they ascend, they will more, and that'll become fun. Jermaine explained it the very best. You do it until it's the normal thing to do.
Well, Ian, are the younger kids, they use the phrase hooking up, are they having sex more than any previous generation? Are they involved with the new vibration more than the older people are?
It waxes and wanes.
So that's what's constant? It waxes and wanes, that's what's constant?
That's correct, because you got good, seasoned old folks that know how to do, and they go at it. Then you got these other twinksters that can't last 5 seconds and don't even know what they're doing, and they think they're accomplishing something.
Has the flood of sexual imagery in the media of the last 30, 40 years affected people in any way in relation to this biological function?
It's heightened their sensory deception.
That means they enjoy the image of it rather than doing it more?
No, they are deceived by the porn, we call it porn star-itis.
You mean their mind is distracted by goals of trying to achieve what
well,
they see in the imagery?
basically that you come that, you know, the 9-foot-long penis of a man that fucks the very voluptuous woman for 97 minutes straight and never takes a breath is a little hard to achieve sometimes, especially if the donkey's sore and you can't get the donkey on the set to take it one more time for the team. So they go in versions of extremes. That's the interesting part of, say, a sadomasochist or someone into sadomasochism, where those pain-pleasure lines are so easily blurred that this becomes that taboo thing you can't do or have not do or won't do to the thing that you do. The Marquis de Sade kind of laid it into this, what you call crazy, but all it was that making you, it made you deal with his expressions.
Are the people on the porn sets a lot sorer than they look in their private parts?
No, but it's just the way the editing runs. It's just not real. It's the imitation. And the real
it's edited.
Is much more delicious.
It's edited.
Well, and it's blocked. When they do the blocking, they'll re-loop it 100 times. So 4 minutes of fucking turns into at least a 90-minute picture.
Do they also take drugs to numb them to the whole thing? Is it certain kinds of drugs?
Not necessarily. If they enjoy that business, then they don't require that. They don't require it.
And there are many people in that business who handle themselves well within it.
Some of them just fuck for money.
And they have no problem for that. They do well. They don't get diseases.
Well, they get tested and all that kind of stuff. But you're going to find all that disease business kind of goes away after a little bit. If people are getting inked up and not dying with hepatitis Z, everything's up for grabs now, isn't it, Bob?
You mean inked up. You mean tattoos.
Do.
Would you say the porn business is run more appropriately, more ecologically, more better standards than it was 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago? Has there been an improvement?
Well, for those years ago, no, because it was all new and fascinating. Now there's nothing fascinating. Now to meet someone with a zero gag reflex is normal. If you have any gag reflex at all, you can't qualify to play. So that was all.
But what was that count? Zero what?
Gag reflex.
Somebody with a gag reflex.
Poor Bob.
Yeah. What's that? You mean the throat?
Fellatio.
Oh, and what about it? Oh, if you can't do it, you're in trouble?
Right.
Oh, okay.
You don't qualify.
Have zero gag
you
reflex.
Don't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Gene, back to you.
We've just confounded Bob. We'll have to explain it to him later. You'll be all right.
Well, everybody knows I don't have any sex. I'm not involved in the sexual world. I haven't had sex in decades.
Bob. We understand, Bob. We understand, and we don't eat asparagus either, but it's all right.
Good. Go ahead.
Ion, then there's the other extreme where there are women and men that are 50 years old and have never had sex.
Correct.
That's just as extreme, wouldn't you say? The reasons why people go to that extreme are just as crazy.
Agreed.
How are those two extremes similar in the way that we're not in balance and we're not recognizing our own God power? Those that flaunt and want to exaggerate their physical body, is that the same type of insecurity about performance and about their own selves or their own confidence in themselves?
Well, it depends on the biases from or to or from or to. That's what we're saying. It's where you are in perspective to it. If it becomes normal and it's not a saturated point of deflection, then it's the most natural thing in the whole wide world. If it's a taboo thing or something that someone said is inappropriate that you can't do, blah, 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 then all of a sudden that becomes the thing that you must do. And you're not complete until you do it, until you do it and find out it's no big deal. It's okay. It's fun. It was fun. Let's do it again. See if we did it right. Hey, then you're good.
let's talk about that in relationship at the cellular level or relationship to the chemicals in the body. Is there a reason to use your body in that way for the chemical reactions that go on?
You naturally are going to function autonomically anyway. For example, if you separate yourself from coitus, you will take over, or your mind will take over, and you will end up moving yourself all the way to a wet dream, as it were. You'll get yourself tangled up into a release. It'll be so seemingly easy, it'll just be flowing, but you'll have a release. So it's not saying that it won't do it automatically. It's the taming of the shrew, chemicalized position, that allows you to focus your engagement to where it's pleasurable.
The taming of the shrew, chemicalized position.
Yes, that's very good. It's repartee.
So the body.
So if that's not clear, yes, if that's not clear now, develop it a little bit. Pick it apart a bit.
The body goes raging crazy. Raging angry crazy until it's satisfied. And so autonomously, we're going to satisfy ourselves.
Correct. Or if you get enough ghost paper, you'll end up with a screaming shits.
Then the shrew will need to be tamed. I got that.
Dude.
If we deny ourselves that, well, you just answered that question, then we dream it up.
If you don't, you won't. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. It's just how you do it. See, that's the whole thing. And that's the whole thing now with the expression. You got to have the place to be able to do what you want to do. And we think it's just hysterical that they're legislating all this morality. We don't really give a pip about all that kind of stuff because people are going to do what they're going to do. So get over it. It's not new. You don't have to like it, not like it, forgive it, bless it, disdain it, make any difference. And the ones that are screaming the loudest about it are always the ones that have the private videos of them doing the very thing that they're standing up to fight against.
So it sounds to me like we get more in the way of ourselves when we worry about it and have regrets about what we did, and because we're going to do what we're going to do anyway. And
well, you have regrets about what you don't do. Like Dr. Dean brought it up perfectly when she laid it out, saying, we don't want you to think that we're saying go fuck everybody, and that's exactly what we're saying. Go fuck everybody. That's exactly right. It's easy that way. Go fuck everybody. And if that's a cultish thing to do, okay, then I guess that's just what that has to be. But it simplifies it just a little bit, because if you're going to do that, you're going to use it. That's all it takes to get you to do what you should be doing anyway. Hallelujah. Brother, tear it up. But if it doesn't and you're offended by that, then you have to question your offense. Is this something beyond or outside of the parameters of what I see as normal? Oh,
yes.
Well, then we bring it right back to growing near your fingernails. That may be nasty, too. Nasty fingernails are a lot worse than those coitus. People catch more from their dirty fingernails than they do from inappropriate relations. But we're just saying, but then we get right down to the fingernails, right down to the quick of it, and that's where you carry all your nasty, and you still survive somehow. It's astounding. If dirt would kill you all, you'd be stone cold dead.
Yes, we don't know what we like.
That's the only thing you know. People don't know what they like. People only like what they know. So then the standard. Now you have singers and standards. Now this is appropriate, this is inappropriate, and that's what we're battling or pushing against. If there's anything we're pushing against, we're saying get over those premeditated biases because they're not serving you at all.
Hallelujah, Ion. Thank you.
Always.